Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga, the wife of Vice President Constantino Chiwenga.
This discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So please visit VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga and the removal of Chief Ndlalayamangwe Ndiweni from the position of chief by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga's wife, Mary Chiwenga, appeared before a Harare magistrate court today, facing charges of attempted murder, money laundering, externalization of over $1 million, and attempting to forge a marriage certificate while her husband was hospitalized.
The state alleges that Mary Chiwenga attempted to kill the vice president in South Africa when he was hospitalized by forcibly removing intravenous medication from his body, resulting in him bleeding profusely. The former army general was said to have been incapable of helping himself when this happened.
And in Bulawayo, relatives of Felix Ndiweni are planning to file a court application seeking the reversal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's move to remove him from the post of Ntabazi Duna chief. The government claims that Ndiweni was not properly selected by the family. The family says his removal is politically motivated.
A Zimbabwean, Nkululeko Mbonisi Fuyane, has set up a fund on the internet in which almost $5,000 has been raised in 2 days for taking care of his family and buying a car for Ndiweni, whose state-sourced vehicle has been withdrawn. Fuyane is expecting to raise $30,000 for the chief on the fundraising app GoFundMe.
And in Harare, former South African President Thabo Mbeki held a two-hour meeting with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Mbeki wanted to see for himself the current situation in Zimbabwe. Mbeki played a key role in the holding of talks between ZANU-PF and MDC formations, which eventually led to the formation of a unity government in 2009.
Yey, kulive talk lamhla sikhangela indaba ezimbili. Udaba lokuqala ngobotshwa kukankosikazi Mary Chiwenga, umyeni kaMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, yena umsekeli kamongameli weZimbabwe. Ubotshelwe ke ukuthi wazama ukuthi ambulale, kuthiwa wayefuna ukumbulala sibili esibhedlela khona ngale kwele South Africa, ngokuthi asuphune intambo lezi lamanalidi ayifakwe emzimbeni kaChiwenga. Ngesikhathi engenelisi lokuthi engenzani. Kwenyanzani wathi sekwenzile khona ukwazama ukuthi aphumela esibhedlela ukwenza ukuthi kungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani phambili khona ngale. Kodwa kukhanya wamiswa ngabanye abantu khona ngale sibhedlela ukuthi baphumelaye ngoba wayesephuma igazi okumangalisayo uChiwenga. Bese kubuya njalo olunye udaba anganobotshelwe lona ukuthi wahambisa imali eningi kakhulu ngaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Kwathi-ke waphinda njalo wazama ukuthi alungise amaphepha omtshado ongekho emthethweni. So-ke konke khonokho-ke kungazani akujabulisanga uMnumzana uChiwenga osekhanya ngazani useyalana lo mfazi wakhe kumbe ngithi lekhosikazi lakhe. Kuzobuya-ke uChief Ndlalayamangwe Ndiweni sizwile ngempela viki ukuthi ususwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni esithi azange akhethwe ngemfanelo. So-ke mfisa lizwe ukuthi okhulumela imuli yakwaNdiweni uMnumzana Wilson Bancinyane Ndiweni uthini ngodaba lolu? Ake libone ividiyo yakhe lapha litsho ukuthi likubona njani.
Ibizo lesibongo
uWilson Bancinyane Ndiweni,
lingasitshela ukuthi njengemuli nyathela bani elizalithatha ngemva kokubona lincwadi ku-social media?
Ngemva kokubona lincwadi njengoba siyibonile ku-social media, thina njengemuli sizahlala phansi kodwa vele cabanga ukuthi sizayisa emthethweni. Umthetho welizwe nxa uleqiniso, umthetho welizwe nxa usazi into oyenzayo, okuchiwa ama British la ma Americans ukuthi akula rule of law lapho kuzakhanya khona ukuthi umthetho welizwe uthini ngento enje sebake bakuzwa ngapi ukuthi kule nduna exoshwayo. First and foremost bakuzwa ngapi kule nduna exoshwayo. Lamhla induna le yayibochiwisi ngexotshiwe izizathu nxa kuyikuthi balesizathu sabo sokuthi aso first born angikholi ukuthi baphelele wena ngathi balomkhushana wengqondo badinga ukuthi baye kuma psychiatrist bayihlolwa ngoba uzakhuluma uthini ngomntwana ongaso wakho. Ngingahlala lomkami angizalela abantwana badobheni tdo baze babe bathathu ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kulento enje lenje lenje ro. So abangangeneli imizi yabantu ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani. Bangasitsheli ngeguma langakithi ukuthi umntani yethu esimbekileyo baze babe bathathu ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kulento enje lenje lenje ro. So abangangeneli imizi yabantu ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani. Bangasitsheli ngeguma langakithi ukuthi umntani yethu esimbekileyo bathi kasulisi.
Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngikobulawayo elokitshini lenjube ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
So that's a video marvelous from Anastasia Ndlovu. You know, she was talking to Wilson Mancinyane Ndiweni, who says, you know, what they are witnessing is unprecedented. He says, you know, the government should not interfere with the running of the Ndiweni clan. So he says they chose that guy, Felix Letlamangwe, and they're sticking to him. And he says, you know, whenever you've got a problem, you must start by talking to the family instead of just doing other things like what he says the government did. He says, what are the reasons, really, for removing him? So he says they are at crossroads.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tine gango. Ipo pano tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Tiri kutanga isu nekutarisa nyaya yatiri kuona iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tiri kuona Ishe Felix Ndiweni avo vari kuti ivo vakuronga kukwira kumadare repamusoro reHigh Court vachipikisa danho rakatorwa nehurumende munguva yapfuura rekuvaturira kuvatorera ushe. Saka regai tinzwe hurukuro yaitwa nemutori wedu wenhauta uraishava achitaura iye negweta rachief Felix Ndiweni pane zviri kuitika vachitaurawo zvakare nevamwe kuti vanoona sei chiitiko ichi.
Zvinhu zvakaitika hazitenderi nemutemo weZimbabwe netraditional leaders act. Kusukira nhasi chief kana kuti magweta chief asati audza officially kuti kwange kwava nemhosva chii chakakanganisika outcome yedisciplinary process and the way forward. Kunze kwezvinhu zviri kutaura kumanewspaper nekumaradio, position yefamily is Chief Hlanhla Felix Ndiweni ndiye chief wendaba zenduna asati zachinja. Akapointiwa musi wa 20 June 2014 by the president who was empowered by the constitution of Zimbabwe and the traditional leaders act and hapana chinhu chakachinja.
Machief zvinhu zveculture zviya zviya kana kuti zvetsika dzedu dzechivanhu. Saka zvinozotishamisa isusu kana takatarisa takuona hurumende yave iyo yaakuda kutora a leading role yekuti iite kuti chief uyu abviswe pachikaro. Tikazozvitarisa tichienda mberi tinoona kuti sezvo chief ane mamwe macommentaries akamboita achitaura maererana nekukundikana kwehurumende pakuwanisa vanhu kodzero dzavo nemagariro akanaka. Nyaya iyoyo inobva yaratidzika sekuti apa hurumende iri kugwa nekuti chief wai achitaura zvinhu zvinobata kurarama kwevanhu.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende panyaya iyi.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhauta uraishava achitaura iye negweta rachief Felix Ndiweni uyezve achitorawo pfungwa dzevamwe sekutaura kwaaita hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende. Asi tine mumwe musoro zvakare mugango redu ranhasi. Tine nyaya huru iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Apo nhasi mudzimai wemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga, amai Mary Mubayiwa Chiwengwa, tiri kunzwa kuti nhasi vamiswa pamberi pedare vachipomerwa ivo mhosva ye nekuda kuuraya murume wavo, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika pamwe nekufojera magwaro emuchato wavo navachiwenga. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa izvo zviregaitinzwe zvakare hurukuro yaitwa pamusoro penyaya iyoyi zvichitaurwa kuti zvii zvaitika mudare redzimhosva nhasi pamiswa amai Mary Chiwenga pamberi pedare regaitinzwe mutori wedu wenhau achitaura Thomas Chiripasi.
Amai Chiwenga vakasungwa nemugovera vamiswa pamberi pedare raMeja Street muHarare nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kuuraya vachiwenga pavaive muchipatara kuSouth Africa kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika ripa mutemo pamwe nekuita chikiribidi chekuti vagochatiswa nemurume wavo iye ari muhurwere. Muchuchisi wenyaya iyi vaMichael Reza vaudza dare kuti amai Chiwenga vairambidza vachiwenga kuti vabude muhotera. VaReza vatiwo amai Chiwenga vakazobvisa zvaishandiswa nana chiremba muchipatara kuSouth Africa kwakare vaiedza kuraramisa vachiwenga zvakazoita kuti murwere abude ropa zvakanyanya. VaReza vati izvi vaizviitira kuti vachiwenga vafe uye vaive vasina mvumo yekuita izvi. Mutongi wedare vaCrispin Mberewere vatura mutongo wekuti amai Chiwenga vadzoke kudare musi wa30 mwedzi uno uye vati amai Chiwenga vakumbire kudare repamusoro reHigh Court kana vachida kutongwa vachibva kumba sezvo vati dare ravo harina masimba ekunzwa chikumbiro ichi pakatariswa uremu hwemo.
Thomas Chiripasi anga ari kudare nhasi achitsanangura iye zvaitika uyezve sekuona nekunzwa kwatiri kuita pari zvino amai Mary mubayiwa Chiwenga vatori mumaoko emapurisa. Saka ndo zvatiri kutarisa pari zvino uyezve toda kuchingamidza vese vari muchirongwa chedu pari zvino kune avo zvakare vanyorera vachiti ivo vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa. Aiwa, nyorai nhamba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai Gibbs.
So according to this paper that was filed in court, the state outline actually, it says that Mrs. Chiwenga, on July 8th, 2019, she went to the hospital where the husband was, and the accused unlawfully removed the medical intravenous giving set as well as the central venous catheter, which were inserted to the complainant, and the complainant started bleeding profusely. The accused forced the complainant off the bed, held him by hand, and moved out from the ward before being intercepted by the security personnel at the exit door. The hospital staff was called by the security personnel, and they reconnected the intravenous giving set and the central venous catheter and resuscitated the condition of the complainant. So it seems as if there's a lot here that was actually written by the police. So maybe these investigations went deeper to, you know, the origin of the crime, of the alleged crime, maybe in South Africa. So it seems as if, you know, I really don't know. Maybe we'll get some experts to
to weigh in, yes. And I would also like to toda kuchingamidza vari pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona tiri kukuonai Blessing Kamuseriro ari kuti I'm watching you from Cape Town kuno kuSouth Africa. Kudzai Marayire hanzi, I'm watching you from South Africa kuLimpopo. Boaz Jayaguru hanzi, toonazve malayers vakuti ngabudiswe. Boaz vari kuti but ndizvowo vari kuti hurumende inorega corruption here. Dixon Moyo ari kuti I'm watching you bra Mike M. Dixon Mrosha Papolokwani me arkutaura hanzi Mary at you know, the rights of Amai Chiwenga are being violated. Dixon Moyo aripano ati panamba dzake Boaz hanzi ushe hauremerwi kumalayers. Munyaradzi Kabaira arikuti good evening VOA, I'm watching you from
the human rights lawyer Mr. Machobana Ncube is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs. Good evening to the listeners.
Good evening, sir. So now we see that Mrs. Chiwenga appeared in court. Tell us some kind of modalities of this kind of case, you know, in terms of, you know, how it is being handled. You know, people are wondering, can a vice president's wife appear in court? And how do people in such cases apply for bail and all those kind of things? I guess by now she's at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. So tell us a bit about what happens in such cases.
Thank you, Gibbs. Right, what happens is that if one has an offence preferred against them, usually it's the police who then record statements from that person that is finding out what the response or the attitude towards the church or the churches of the person. Then the constitution requires that the person should be brought to court within 48 hours of the arrest. So I think this is what happened. And she appeared in court because the offense of attempted murder is what we call a third sexual offense, meaning that it is one of those serious offenses if you're looking at the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. So what it means is that it is an offense which only the High Court can deal with insofar as the bail application is concerned. So when you appear in court, you are just being brought in for a routine remand because that court then does not have, the Massive Court does not have the jurisdiction to entertain the bail application unless, of course, the Attorney General has consented that that court should have jurisdiction. So I think that is what happened. So what she should do is then to proceed to file an application in the High Court in respect of the matter charge. In respect of the other offenses, she is at liberty to place before that court where she has appeared either a written application or an oral application through her attorneys for bail. That court will determine those charges. But perhaps for convenience, they will file all those a single application, you know, encompassing all the charges that she's facing.
Yey, ngawo sesikhangela ke sinto sibili kutshela abantu ukuthi phoke njengoba ezihambe khona ngale enkantolo entilongweni. So kutshoni nxa sehambile khona ngale nxa sedinga khona ukusiphambiso sebail uza kususela ngapi esiya ngapi ngamafutshane.
Umuntu nxa ebotshiwe elethwa ecourt afakwe kulokhu esithi yi-remand ufuze ukuthi ahanjiswe ejele okwesikhathi kuthiwa i-remand prison owe 14 days aphendule ecourt, icourt ibone ukuthi uphilile kalazimsolo ngendlela aphethwe ngayo kumbe emzimbeni ukuthi mhlawumbe unida udokotela and into ezinjalo. Kodwa nxa evalelwe ngaleyo ndlela ulemvumo yokuthi aphanyeke emthethwandaba ophezulu i-High Court isicelo sokuthi aphume nge-bail afake isibambiso kumbe imali kumbe ngama-title deeds e-property nxa elawo asarende le-passport uwenzela ukuthi umthethwandaba usutiseke ukuthi kasoze abaleke. Kodwa lezo yizinto ezizedetermine by ujudge after listening to ukuphikisana phakathi kwamagqwetha akhe lamagqwetha amele uhulumende, that is National Prosecuting Authority.
Yes, ubamba umlomo khonapho-ke siyabuya kuwe mavulesi.
Aiwa, tinotenda tanga tiri kunzwa apo tichinyatsotsanangurirwa nagweta vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa sei. Saka pindai muchirongwa kana muri kuda kutipa pfungwa dzenyu uyezve muchitipawo kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti tine mutereri vari panhare pari zvino. Hallo caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Indinanzi John, ndiri kumarondera muZimbabwe.
Taurai tinzwe mukoma John, kwakadii kumarondera muZimbabwe uku?
Ndizvo ndizvo upenyu wacho kuti tangoona kuti magetsi mai saka takunzwa emazuva esa tinenge tisina magetsi.
Aiwa, pakaoma. Taurai tinzwe nhasi tine gango, muri kunzwa dzirimo mudaredzi.
Reganingoti tata dzii dziri nyaya yandweni inorwadza nyaya dzemamambo pasigari. Mamambo andione chete ngoti muZimbabwe munomuka zvinhu zvedu zvanguva zvanguva vhengere bhengere. Kuhurumende inopindira pakudini umambo. Umambo hauchizwe nehurumende. Vanhu vanovezvedzinza vanozivana kuti imba yanhengi kwakafa nhengi mwana nhengi ndeari kupinda uye ndeari kupinda. Zvino hurumende iri kuti ndweni haataure politics, ndweni haasi munhu. It's an individual. Anenge ane maissues ake despite kuti anotungamira masubjects ake. anotaura omonera kana kubvira kudhara kana muhondo mamamba aitaura ngazvinga taura zvakushandisa izvi twese akadaro ndozviri kuitika muZimbabwe tochienda yaMary kuroorwa nemunhu mukuru azviri kuti haona marights ako ndikutaura mukuru in terms yekuti kana president mukadzi wapresident vakati havachadanana kana kuti vanetsana mumba domas maitika domestic anofanira kutosungwa nemapurisa kana kuti nemakoti nyaya dzemumba dzekuti dzinodawo mede vana tete vanani vanani zvino zviri kutaurwa izvi masara muzi yekuti chivengwa adini 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 kana asade mukadzi chikumbotada kudzokera nemukadzi wake wekutanga hanhena ari kuna maUK is not fair kuti atiite mukadzi zvaari kuita izvi but ndoshamisika madzimai emuno muZimbabwe anoita noise tereki tiri kuyembuka takatarisa kumasure kwana tsvangiranyaya dzana minizi aipindwa nana mambo ndaukangana vakadzi vake vaenza anoda vakadzi chei dzevanhu vaidanana but waiona magroups evakadzi vachimiridzika kuita mweya yatsvina kuti tsvangira zvedina abhusa yes the lady she's being ari kushungurudzwa mukadzi uchi chiri kuitika
aiwa mashoko makukutu
kana mhosva uyu
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyanzva dzimuve nezuva rakanaka
nemiwo muri kuita zvakanaka mufunga nebasa renyu
bye over to you
silo baba uDavis Khumalo ecingweni mnumzala Khumalo kunjani
siyaphila tube baba ninjani
siyaphila kakhulu Khumalo asiqaliseke ngodaba lukandiweni
hayi baba tube leyi indaba le iqiniso lihle uhulumende angangenilikiyo usefaka ipolitics entweni zesintwini lezi ngatyane lakho lokhu uzena uhulumende babaduze ngatsheyi imuli yakondiweni ilungise yibo bakwazi ngcono ukuthi izinto lezi ziminjani yazi ukuthi babadube kufanele ukuthi kunje mnasoko Khumalo ngiyawazi ukuthi thina sizalwa njani bondweni bazilungisele iy'nto zabo thina siyandela bona abantu bakomdlala
ye kube sokubuya ke indaba yokubotshwa kwankosikazi Jiwenga ukubona njani khonoko
hayi dube le iyahlupha leyo
ihlupha njani kuye jazizo ba
hayi iyahlupha yakwathi iindaba zebedroom ziyahlupha abaduze so thina singakhuluma sikhulume bona bazana ngcono ngoba thina singabona ama-primary issues thina singama-secondary sizwa ngabo
ngabe
sebesilwa bona bakulungisise indaba yabo bona bo njengokuqasa kwabo ngoba thina singafika sibe sibaphambanisa yazi into ehluphayo abantu bezithandani la mhlaba yalo kusasesebe bonke ugcine wena ngosurongo futhi wabaduze into ehluphayo ngezithandani
ujayile kunjalo sibili kuma
abalungisise bona udaba labo uthiwe ngalo mngakhe bayazana bona bona
hayi siyakuze Khumalo
lathi wabaduke enise ehluphayo yile duze yawazi ukuthi thina madoda sepha ngento eyi-one ukuthi kulezi izinto esizenzayo umntu ongumfazi ekhanyeni anto wabona and then abesethatha i-advantage yokuthi wena nto kusenza usite esenza usite abesenza khonokho khonokho usukwenza abese athi ngasekwenzile usukubona wena susizuhlungu futhi
hayi siyakuzwa Khumalo sibongele sibili
lami ngiyabonge nakuhlelo
yongathina kusasa papayi so he says leave the Ndiweni family alone you know and the Jiwenga issue he says that's an issue between two people it's a bedroom issue
interesting
yeah so I think we've got a caller
oh hello caller
hello
tukutaura nani uye
anyaphila baba linjani
ye unkomo
ya ngomnkomo
ye akutsho baba ukuthi wena ye phose lakho sibili kubane ngabantu ye
ngindebele
oh ngindebele ye
ye ale eka angisoze ngikhulume kakhulu le eka babuthenga ngoba leyo i-domestic yard and unye ongangihlupha ukuthi ngiyaxoxa umbona yami othi wenza into zonke abazenzayo zithe zi-right so ngizagcina sengisiba unfair ngicela ukuthi ngiyiyekele
ayiyekele sibili ngingena kokunye ye
ye ya sengibuya kekamdiweni hhayi ekandiweni ya ekandiweni iyatshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe is the problem ngoba you cannot modernize the culture ukukhetha ama-leaders ama-traditional leaders sile ndlela vele esiwazuza ngayo and awungeke ukuthi khona wena ube lomunye umuntu responsible nge traditional leadership. I-culture vele ayimodernize. I-culture is always into yakudala, ilandela lelisiko lakudala. Lokho ukuthi khona sesisikele, sesiselwa ukuthi khona undiwe mina mhlanje kasole kuzenzi. Hayi akusizi. Into emele sinanje, kumele sikunanzelele khona ukuthi Genesis evolution of power. Ukuthi khona namhlanje thina silalungele lokuthi khona umkhokheli wethu nguphi. Ozasikhokhela ku-traditional sesiyadetermayinelwa ngabantu esingaphili labo ku-society yethu. So kutshengisiyatshengisela sibili ukuthi even the constitution yangkhona esiyisebenzisayo kuyafika kudanise ngoba kwezinye indawo iyasebenza, kwezinye indawo kuthiwa iyarealignwa. Angikuzwisisi mtu lo but kwezinye indawo bayakwanisa ukuyisebenzisa bexotha ama othidiweni iyabe isisebenza khonapho. There's a problem there for me fanele nayo
phuze lokugcina 10 seconds khonapho lokugcina ba.
Hayi yikho khonokho nje nakho ukuthi hayi ayifanelanga vele ukuthi ibe umongameli azibambe iindaba zamachief ngoba amachief lisiko lakudala sebesibambanisela amasiko.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke eNdebele baba, ungathola kusasa
All right.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Lungani Ndebele. He says, you know, these issues concerning traditional chiefs and others, they are left. They should be left in the hands of traditionalists and others. So he says, you know, the president has nothing to do with this issue, so let it be.
Very interesting indeed. Kuneo varipa chirongwa chedu tinoku chingamidza indru. Kuna sisi Gina Eugene Majuru. Murukuti muda upinda mchirongwa rega itimboyeza kukufonera imuri ku Britain uko. Chaeza kupa producer weda kufonera ikuito teens wofungwa zenyu. Asitunotenda muripa chirongwa Munyagaza Mavamba. And Maskwera say kwa I'm watching you from Cape Town. Tinokutenda Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka. Tukunzo tina Elvis, asu tutautitieze kubata sisi Eugene Majuru, varipa Facebook page yedu yevyo, Shona tieze kubata. Halo mkoma, tunokuchinga miza ipachi rongwa? Halo mkoma Elvis, makadi yenyu?
Tumofara makasi mbele.
Ai watiri wadi.
Mkoma Elvis, Cape Town, South Africa.
Itawara itinzi.
Yeah, ningango ta angisa ra shoma shoma kanya ya iku politika. Ega di sange ni kita ranya ya ye nimtim kadun pezero inika edu.
Ehe.
Kutia. No ndi shami kani gusi. Mosa ya kia zopar wise zere paka ya kita nyaya. Gusi ya kira na iyo ni mule wow.
Aha.
Zopa utanga gusi wa muri. But before kati zvaitika izvozvo nyaya idza dzakanyarara wasazorewaizvo kuti even zaki yacho iyoyo inoona neanticorruption iyai inorevaizvo kuti iboka rinoshanda riri anda vamwe vanhu vanorikomanda kuti itaiso itaiso hariti basa nararo nemazvo. So it's like it's not fair zviri kuitwa because mosva idzi dziri kutaurwa izvi zvakaitika some months ago. It's almost a year now, but if I started saying at the end of the day, why? Because our sister will have limited drinks in the middle of the year. So, if you go back in and see Boca, I read back around the mass, and she reached that. They were going to be doing it.
I want Mashoko Makuku to it. If I matter, I'm not sure when you pay, sir.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to one of the first in Papua New Guinea and the Sakama as a narrow. Mongo Tiramba, the Kenda Maragati, and one of the Yambu Sakasina Moreza, they open with the Kana and all the time to end it. Marang Kombore and Marang Kombore in Papua. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Iwa, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you. So I think let's go to Mr. Machuba Ncube, before we take on Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Ncube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Gibbs.
Now, looking at this issue concerning the chieftainship, You know, what's your take as a legal expert in some of these things?
Well, I mean, there are quite a number of things that do arise concerning the issue of the chieftaincy. You see, primarily it is the family that has to decide who has to be the chief, because only a chief begets a chief. So they know within their own lineage as to who is qualified to be a chief. And then secondly, there is another issue that does arise.
Uh-huh.
The issue concerning, there is a constitutional provision relating to the right to fair, just administrative action. Before a decision that is adverse to anyone is taken by the administrative authority, the person against whom that decision is supposed to be taken has to be given a right to be heard. You have to put the allegations to them. They have to respond to those allegations. And then the decision maker then has to make that decision in light of all those things. So in this instance, I'm not sure if the chief was given the right to be heard concerning this matter, and then a decision adverse to his interest or to him was then made. So, but I think those are the issues that his lawyers should be able to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and well done there. Let's take Baba Nkomo ecingweni. Baba Nkomo, unganjani? Hello, Mnumzana Nkomo, uyangizwa ecingweni, baba?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, sikubambisile mpijana. Yeah. So, ubona njani konoku ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Siqale ngokandiweni, ngamafitshane sibili.
Okwandiweni akungethusi. Amalita amathebeleland vele izandlo emasoni bahleli bebeharasa ungananzela from 1980 sizofika lamhlanje ngaso ubona la ku top leaders yezanu umuntu ovele emathebeleland ungu number 3 okukhombisa ukuthi baze bekufa abantu bemathebeleland bengafakwa ngaphezulu undiweni kahlale esikhundleni sakhe u-Emerson kaChiyane noNdiweni asongwa ngakibo asuka ko-Emerson kayekele ifamily yakwendiweni izikhethele uNdiweni siyamfuna ngowakithi u-Emerson kaxotha induna zakibo le eChiyane le nduna zakithi and ama-leaders akithi emathebeleni ma-air against izanu bayawazonda bawagcobe lokhu lalokhu ngaso ubona amanye ama-leaders emathebeleleni engangena kuzanu ayenzisa izinto ezimbi mayesephuma ebe useless ezigabeni zakithi akula lead ephuma kuzanu ufica i-challenge izanu bonke bagoqa izandla bayesaba so esikutsho sicela ukuthi izanu ama-leaders akithi ayiwarespekte iwayekele yenza into zethu sicela umuntu wesindebele eke ngene ku-Emerson laphana sibone ukuthi uyifeyile kungakanani uNdiweni abamthiye ifamily kaNdiweni siyayibonga uNdiweni siyaze emathebeleleni asetheniswa izanu ukuthi harasa abantu bakithi emathebeleleni please please malilalele siyalicela yekelanini ukuhlukumeza ama-leaders akini ngoba likugovernment yezanu eyayibulala abantu bakithi emathebeleleni siyalicela okwamanje abanye siyalizwa likhuluma lapha liphose liwele likhothe ukubusasa seliphumile liba izinto ezingalancedo ezigabeni zakithi izi-first place vela alikaliyenze lutho ema-Tableland lonke leke langena kuzanu ungani ngama-refugees ungani liyesaba ungani lacela ukuba kuzanu vela asiliboni lonke outright alilancedo ezigabeni zakithi siyakwazi u-Emerson usebenza labanye abantu abavela kithi abanikezwa ukuza imali sukumezana ubani emathebeleni uyilidi ebonayo khangela wonke ama-leaders akithi esemathebeleni baba yazi aphiniwe ekhoneni uyazi wokuthi you can't even tell ukuthi kati vele what is happening why even asaphana bebe ngunumber one
kodwa
ngokuthi bona bayihlile kanjani
ye kuyaphetha ngani konke lokhu Nkomo okandiweni
okwandiweni abantu bakithi kasukumeni leke sithi thina enough is enough want to be aralile zanini please sithiyeni want to stand alone mali sizonda isenza so ama leaders abendweni asibayekeli ngisebenzi devolution of power sisithemenze ngama province akithi akulanto eyi one esiyicela eHarare akuna nto esiyi-one esiyicela kuzanu asilanti izanu ayizange yale emathebelelendi ibuye izobulala abantu bakithi. Ngiyamangala kula bantu bakithi abaningi ofica beqinisa imithambo bekhulumile izanu bekhotha ukuthi besifakele i-KPU sibizwa amahuhu izanu leyi sibulawa njengezinja. Manje mile ngikhangela amangcwabo amaningi afika 30 awezanu ayizonke emasoni lezanu. Ngibize abantu bakithi emathebeleni bejinga bezonta undiweni akele izinuka amagwabha liyayangisa. Asila leader right now right na emathebelelendi ebonakalayo lingaphuma ezikhundleni kuzanu laphana lifakwe ezikhwameni mm-hmm. lokuthi lizidefende ngoba laba seliyenza into ezimbi. Unkomo wasingena nini liphume lingaladaka. I still stick to those.
Siyabonga kukhulu inkomo ungajola kusasa ba.
Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, Eugene.
Oh yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, sorry, tine gangu, saka vazhinji vane zvavarikuda kutaura. Tambenge tiri kunzwa zvachifu ndiweni asi ipindai mugango muda kutaura nezvenhu asi tiri kutaura nani uye zvemuri kupi?
Yeah, ndinonzi Jean Majuru, ndiri kuLondon. I just wanted to comment on the issue of Chief Ndiweni. It's very unfortunate that this has happened to Chief Ndiweni. But when things like this happen, we expect other traditional leaders, the other chiefs, they should have a voice. They're supposed to say something. If the issue hasn't been handled well, they should freely talk about it and say, as not, it was a kanaka. But the problem that's there at the moment in Zimbabwe is my chiefs, the role of the chiefs in Zimbabwe is to advise the government. The thing is, they are not advising the government at the moment. And if it's an issue which the government has not done something right, this is wrong. Just like we to achieve in the end, which is wrong. So I think we're not going anywhere. If the chiefs are like bulldogs without teeth, they cannot say this is right or this is wrong. They cannot express their opinions. We're not looking at Zimbabwe. We have a new dispensation. The president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, said he's a listening president. So sometimes, like I would go to Makanga and Saga, one fun out to our constructive criticism. Cause that's, so I think if we have my chief, Achibatana, what our own chief do, and Yombo Hend wanted the traditional chief. We have Fortune Sungira leading my traditional chief. We've not heard Fortune Achi someone my chief to win to it, our chief do. Why is that?
Sakai muri kuti dai pawanikwa vachigara pasi savana chief votaurana pache zvavo.
Yes, sometimes I'll get up as sana chief votaurana vogadzisa nyaya yacho kuside kwavo. Just like the issue here, Harare, I'm sure you all know kuti chieftaincy Harare is still outstanding. Next year we're going to be 40 years Zimbabwe yawana independence and the issue here, chieftaincy here, Harare, I sat here gadziriswa, which is an issue and is we don't know kuti zviri kuitika zviri kunetsa zviri kubva kupi, but vanhu vekuclan kwambari vanova chimba descendants are chief mbari weHarare yacho, they know what's going on. And the government is advised every time and again kuti chii chiri kuitika zvinoda kugadziswa sei, but the government haisi kutora agents nekugadzisa nyaya yacho. That's why it's still outstanding up to now. Zvimwe zvinhu zvakatotaurwa kudhara kuti zvigadziswe when Mugabe was still there hasati zvatombogadziriswa. So now the issue is manga acho madhara vedu vakatofa kudhara vaifanira kugadzisa maissues aya. And the generation dziri kuuya right now, they are not interested nenyaya idzi, but zvinoramba zvichingoita carry on, carry over. And ma problems eZimbabwe haagadziriki and we go back and sort out zvanambiyananzi achiri kuLondon kumuseum. And 40 years after independence, surely tinotadza kupusha kuti ma remains adzoke. I spoke to several members of the cabinet kuti vapinze that issue in the cabinet idiscussed kwandidi. So that inopuwawo some importance and it's an important issue, but my cabinet members vanototya as well to talk about this issue.
I think
our own cabinet is afraid of talking about the repatriation of our heroes' remains. The heroes' remains are still in London.
This sounds like a really interesting topic that we can actually cover on one full program. I would like to actually come back to you after the show so we can see what we can do, because you brought up some really, really important issues involving tradition and the role of chiefs. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Marvelous.
Okay. Tineba mwe kola wakabata. Hello, kola? Hello?
Hello, magadi enyu.
Tiriwadi, magadi enyu. Tukuta ora nani uye, so emuru kupi?
No, fara. Dinonzi, domburu no waka, ndiri kuchinoi kushikono ono.
Oh, kuchinoi kwa kadii kwa kuchinoi uko?
Ah, kushikono ono, ndi unu, tungo tambuzika ni nzara ya mnanga kwe.
Ata ura enyu, tinswe, nasi mune gango, muda uta ora nyeshe jipi.
Ini na angu ndrunya nyobatu wabatu waninye chief Ndweni.
Mm-hmm.
Isu tinotarisira kutizo machief sevanu wanugara nevanu. Ndo wanuona matamuziko yevanu. Saka wanu fano kunge wajimira nevanu. Basi muno mzimbabu manji kana muna. Atangango pesana ni urume mberi kutongeza nibiyo. Tinoona kuti chief ye anu vapina mkatine matamuziko. Jezo shiruku ndrisho. Wazo gara pansi wakaungora kuti ana kupina nendira kwayo. Ko mazuwa osa ya wanga waka nyara ni shumoguda pache na kuti ayo inyaye kungoti mashoko wake anota ura seba agambota wa mashoko wae kutizo government ino kundu wa hivi ni nema hitmen aki jino zinua bata hizo zone pamza nape kutizo avadi kuhuzi wazo kuhiti na itangati ni machifa kawanda mzimbabu muno mwanili pungwa zinige za wandu eni taiwana kuti zvinhu zvainyatsofamba zvakanaka nekuda kwekuti machifi ndo ari kushandiswa ivhani pakugoyiwa kwezvinhu pakusarudzwa kwemasabhuku mumamisha unoona kuti izvo machifi anopindira zvikuru nekuti vanenge vachishandiswa nehurumende iri kutonga iyi
aiwa mashoko makuku tu chaizvo tinokutenda yamhino kuti mamuri kuda kutaura here pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuna amai Mary Chiwenga.
Awo tinongoti vango sanganawo nefodya yavo yavanoputa nekuda kwekuti izvo mukatarisa vanhu ivo avava kana vachinge vakagara zvakanaka havaone matambudziko anosangana nevamwe. Ndichiri kuyeuka mukadzi wachiwenga mumwe akasiyana naye uyo akamborova mutatu wenhau mushop iyewo iko zvinezvi asanganawo nazvo zvanga chimufambirawo zvakanaka. Izvozvo Mwari anenge achida kuti vanhu vanyatsoona kuti chaunoitira mumwe unopedzera wasangana nacho. Hapana haiziwa kuti vamugabe vachapedzera vataura kuti handichavhotiri ZANU-PF asi zvakazoitika mukati mekurarama. Saka chinongori chidzidzo kune vanhu vakawanda kuti vasafunge kuti izvo vacharamba vachifambirwa neupenyu rimwe gore ndoo vanenge vaakutambudzikawo munguva inotevera.
Aiwa mashoko makuku, tumuve nezuva rakanaka kuchinoi kwamuruko.
Hamaita zvenyu.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Marvelous, we've got two callers right now, Volta Moyo and Ubabu Ndiwendi. Sakasa ngawe, Baba Moyo. Uyangiswe kumwendi?
Yes, niyaguza, gipsi kunjani.
Ya, isa pila akulu. Ula mta wani ngisivi, ila mta nilinga umzuzo otwa, utu uchwa office kukucho, nge topike yoto, obose wewe inye. Sakasa ngawe Ndiwendi, utini lako?
Nti government, ivele, ivi nga melangi zifike kona hapo, ivi zipa mandle kuchiona and leaders. Nyukunga tinguti hizi yefika la kubo president. Into nje kuti wana sebefuna uku mzienza hii government ya puma yeta sumeti. Kukuti hivi sebezi sama chivi ngende la hivi ngendeze la wanto wa mnyama. So nala kati ukuruma unga meli iwa ndaleza ano kumele uchuguluzo. Uchifu ndiwe na kula kalala alo. Abe awachiane la ya koke la wanto ngende la. Is a tradition. He's not a politician. Abakiyane le abantu bangibo bamfuna abantu bangibo iba bamfakile.
Mhm. Kuzo kuya eka nkosikazi Chiwenga ubona njani?
Kuvi kakhulu babadulo ukuthi nxa umuntu usalana lomuntu ongumama usebenzisa amandla akho ezombangazwe usumuyenza khonokwana umudinge namacala ukuthi umbophe but kuzatshenisa nokuthi abejudiciary bazayikhangelisisa into leyi akula cala elizaba khona ngoba akukhanyi ukuthi ube ngaze ayenzela lezi zinto zonke nguye yedwa abantu bemkhangele. Lapha sekuyi-victimization ngesilungu ukuthi mhlawumbe akusafunanwa sekumele kufikisane ngendlela enjalo. Bensithi inhlanganiso zabomama into lezi zakhuluma ngayo ngoba kubi kakhulu omama bengathiswa kanjalo loba singasabafuni.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Moyo, ungathina kusasa ba.
Siyabonga.
Yes, sihle sithatha ubaba Ndiweni khonapho. Baba Ndiweni, kunjani?
Njani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu Ndiweni. Abantu baningi sibili Ndiweni namhlanje. Siqalise ngodaba lika Ndiweni ngamafutshane.
Ngithiseka kakhulu ngoNdiweni ngoba enguNdiweni wakithi. Engikwaziyo mina ukuthi induna mayizokhethwa kule nto okuthiwa yi-family tree. enziwayo eba responsible ukuthi ichi family tree ukuthi vele kuze kungene la kutheni kodwa engkwaziyo mina ngonhlanhla ngoba ngiwangakithi kuyikuthi ubaba mkhulu uKhayisa nguye owampointayo ukuthi ngiyongena ezicathulweni zami uhulumende waku approve wakuvuma lokho wamgcoba uwayindoni ugcilite ngo-2014 umuntu lokuzofika namhlanje sebemkhupha ngoba sekwenze njani ngenxa yokuthi ubonakele ngumuntu owagenest manje kakhulu iparty ibandla libusayo mina ngakhuluma la that day ngathi into zomba ngazo vena labantu okuqathile ngama Canada point uhulumende kumele stay away of lane ngoba le nto le is a problem of his family yena akula problem of family into ekube khona uyo be le problem lo nhlanhla akuphela
lokho ke ukuthiwa uJoram ufuna ukungena ke uhamba njani
baba baba
ukuthiwa uJoram Ndiweni la ufisa ukuthi ngangiyongenayo kuthwani ngoJoram Ndiweni
ufuna ukuthatha advantage bethi family tree ithi uJoram Ndiweni ngiyongenayo kodwa enzama ukuchaza khona ukuthi ubaba ngokwakhe ebantwini bakhe bazele kwazi kuyinto yasegumeni kitchen lakhe ngiwa pointayo ukuthi ngifuna lo ngesizathu sakhe so ayisazile njengomuntu omdala athi leso sokuthiwa sokumela khujwe inxa ukuthi uNdiweni uyalisa
baba
yebo kakhulu bengifisa ukukhuluma la ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga
yebo
ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga namhlanje sokuvezwa amacala wonke lawo ngenxa yokuthi sokuyisigaba sokosikazi amacala lawo ngathi walandelela asomacala ayenziwa izolo kodwa sele thibe lidenzwe kade belindisiwe nezezovuswa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi sokuyindaba lena indaba yasebedroom ngakwenzakala bangasebenzisi njalo amandla abo besenza ukuthi at the end of day baliswa abantu besifazane abangela amandla abahluthulelwe bahluthulelwe amandla kanti abesifazane labo balelungele kuma 50-50 omele bathole ama-rights wabo benza bakufana namhlanje useliswa ngenxa yokuthi kuthiwa ngasafuni lo muntu
Ndiweni baba sibongele kakhulu he
ngiyabonga kakhulu
thiriri bakhamirira parisian haro mkoma Donald
alo ndidimavela sina mkoma gips maserase
ai wathiri wadasitikisai volume yenyu tiri kuzvinzwa ikoko
Alright.
Ehe taura yenyu tinzwi.
Kwa madzishe muZimbabwe vanotombobuda vachiradza kuti vanotsigira bato zvekutongaredza Zanupiye.
Mhm.
Asi hatina kana mbova kana muzuhwa ano vakambonzi vanefiwa neZanupiye kuti vachifi chifi chaya mangwe nasi vakutaura vachipigira bato ravanoda.
Mhm.
Davani yava mhosa manje kana kuti vakutsvaka zvekuti vakagadzwa sei dei kuri kunzi nyaya yekusimudziwa neve mumuri. Kuti asi dangwe kana kuti kudii manje ivo hurumende ndiye vakutoinfiltrata kuda kupinza kana kutsvaka kunyonganisa vanhu vemhuri kuti nokutoza kuti vanogona zviita kupa vamwe vanhu mari womuri machisi Ndiweni kuti vatese kuti vari kuita like dispute yokuti vamagatigwa vakati hasiwo tozviziva hedu asi kuti ihurumende isina kunyatso kutsarukana ndozvinonesa asi tichitarumbira vanhu toto zvinotozikamwa tona sapota badzo rezasiye asi hatina chatoto wakara vanhu mukafunzana nokumasvingo vakakuvhunzi vanotokudza kuti tichitarumbira history yavo vantonzi aingaitwa muzukuru vakakurira kuZambia vatatina kumboziva zvita kugazo mucharumbira asi woushe kana kuti ndiye mukuru wamadzishe bhati mukatarira history yavo kana mukatuma mukoma Gandhi maramba kuti research ya chicharumbira munogona kushoteka
ah mukoma mune data rese tipedze saitinzwi
ndo zvendangu kunyaya yamaichiwenga iyo izvozvo ndezvokuti kana zvinzazo kushatirawo mumwe musi wo zvinhu zvaita asi kubudisa havo mari vaingobudisa tozviziva vose vari vakuru ava vanongobudisa matiki dzidzo unyatso kuwana audience vanhu vaterere no
aiwaota
dziri nyaya dzavo vaserepareti zvokuti kwai zvita zvokuti iko zvinhu zvavo zvokuti vari kunyaya kuva concerned necorruption yet no havasi concerned necorruption
ye
vanga vari vangadai vakatosunga vakuru yaiyo murume wavo
Mashoko makuku tumkoma regai titore vamwe nhasi pari kupitiyu. I think we have another caller Tawanda. Hello mkoma Tawanda.
Yebo imakadini.
Ai watiri wadi tiri kutaura nemi muri kupi?
Ndiri ndiri muZimbabwe ndiri mukwekwe. Ndiri kutsika nyaya yachishiyo inzi iyo vanofanira kunge vachimiswa pabasa ravanenge vachiita mudzinga mavo.
Ehe.
Nekuda kwekuti vanenge vachitsigira bato ravanoda. Ndirikuona sekuti matongere wayo anenge akaoma nekuti tikatarisa zveumambo zviri mudzinza saka tikatarisa zveumambo zvimwe zviri mudzinza unoona zvaakuzotongwa nevatungamiri venyika nenyaya yekuti vanenge vane dambudziko rekuzoti kana vaakuita zvemaelection vanoda kunohoda machief kuti vataure navanhu kuti vasapote bato ravo izvo zvinoita kuti vazoita kuzonotitorera kana kuti kunoti dambudira zvatenge chifanira kunge takahwina
aiwa mashoko makukutu ameno kana muri kuda kupedzisa
ndoda kupedzisa ndititi inini ndaifungidzira kuti dai madzimadzi vatungamiriri vatenge vachitonga vachitungamirira munyika vange vachitungamirira vanhu kwete kutonga vanhu sokuti ukatarisa kuti dzimwe nyaya dzinoitwa nezvekuti kana munhu akataridza kuti inini mari andiri kutiwa isikundikwanira vakaratidza kuti kuhurumende tiwedzerewo mari vanotongwa tichibva pabasa ko ivo vanenge vachibviswa nani vanenge vachiita zvisingafadzi vana vezimbabwe
aiwa mashoko makukutu tinotenda Gibbs.
Now let's turn to thank you so much to Mr. Machumani Ncube. Mr. Ncube, your last word in terms of, you know, Mrs. Chiwenga's chances of being granted bail and maybe succession chances of Mr. Ndweni's case in court. Just in brief there, Mr. Machumani Ncube.
The constitution says everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty. That's the overriding principle when it comes to bail matters. Obviously, I'm not privy to, you know, the issues that are involved. But from what we have seen, I think we've had more serious cases. People have appeared in court on murder charges, on treason charges. They've been admitted to bail. So all the court needs to do is to put in place appropriate conditions to ensure that the accused person does attend court. And then in respect of the Ndweni issue, I think his lawyers assist with the matter, but I suppose one of the things that could be done is to review the decision that has been made to suspend him, because I do not think that it has been made in accordance with the law.
Mm-hmm. Baba Machobana Spongle Akulu, thank you so much for having joined us tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. So let's hear what Mr. Pilif Kaole said in an interview about the Ndweni issue. Mr. Kaole belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. He's always coming here time and again. Let's hear what he said about this.
Uyakhanyekegeni ukuthi vele ungumuntu we-MTC Alliance.
Kodwa yena ngokutsho kwakhe uthi wake wahamba emhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF. Esuka lapho waya emhlanganweni we-MDC, waya emhlanganweni weZaphu le-MRP. So uthi yonke indawo phela uyinduna yabantu. So khanya zana abantu bayagcizelela khonokho ngokumncedisa khonokho abakwenzayo. Akunjalo babakhawule.
Akula nto enjalo. Into enjalo okukhona ukuthi ubephuma amanye amavidiyo akade ephuma edlalwa lapha ekhuluma ngokuthi abantu bahambe betshengisela abantu abangena emgwaqweni yonke inhlelo zakhe zivele ephikisana lohulumende weZANU-P F kube sekugcekeni kodwa esebenza ekhulumela njalo i-opposition even le mngcwabeni kaDumiso Dabengwa weqhawe ngalo Dumiso Dabengwa wakhuluma vele e-attacka kakhulu umongameli lehulumende yakhe akatshiyane lakho kokudula lokhu angene kwezombangazwe abamnika imali nje bamkhusele angene kwezombangazwe.
Kodwa-ke kuyinokubi ngokuthi induna ichothoza uhulumende?
Akula nto embi ngokuthi induna ibe lo mbono wayo otshiyeneyo kumbe lohulumende, kodwa kubi induna nto iyakhuluma ukuthi hayi, kodwa lokhu hayi ayisikho. Kodwa but nxa induna zisihamba emhlanganweni ise siyathi ngale nxa iphuma emhlanganweni ise siyaqoqa abantu ukuthi kabatshengisele beyenze kwakhona abade bekwenza ngojanuwari okokuganga lokuhamba bedemonstrata bedilize impala zabantu bekulinyazwa abantu, hayi induna enjalo yena ingaseyinduna yabe ingaseyinduna isiyinkalakata ye-politician wezombangazwe kangene kwezombangazwe uNdweni yindawo yakhe leyo ayifaneleyo.
That is Mr. Pilif Kaole of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Meanwhile, it seems as if there is a lot of money that has been raised in the past 2 days for Mr. Ndweni. It is being run under the hashtag I support Chief Ndweni. So it is a GoFundMe fundraising campaign. So I see that so many people are actually donating money towards this cause. So anyway, that's how things are.
We have Maini Ko on our VOA Shona Facebook page from MDC. She's the women's spokesperson there. I think she wanted to comment on the Chiwenga issue, but we will try and call you before the end of the program. Maini Ko of the MDC, since we've just heard from ZANU-PF there, we were listening to Mr. Kaole speaking about the issue. I think, what was he speaking on, Gibbs?
Mr. Kaole was saying that it seems as if Ndweni is a politician. Mm. He says it's untrue that Ndweni actually attended various meetings, ZANU-PF, MRP, MDC, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that he's specifically MDC. He says there are videos that testify to that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he further said that, you know, this fundraising campaign, of course, they should give him money for him to campaign as a politician,
mm-hmm.
not as a traditional leader. So he's saying that, in essence, Mr. Ndweni is an opposition leader and not a traditional chief.
Pana kudzai mazari retaka mirira kunzwa kuna maini koti satavara edu chirongwa chedu pana taru bemero kuti ini wondiriwe imba ye ushe anzi mudzimba dze ushe dzese munama anzi munama kakatanwa nekuti mune kuguta. So this our follower here on VOA Shona is saying he is also of the chieftainship house, but mm-hmm. he says there's always, you know, the issue of people actually fighting for the position, because once you get it, you live a better life, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Mashipe Cosmas, and I'm listening to you from Mashingo. Tende kuna mainiko. Hello, mainiko. Ngoe dia jikana na saka mungo ti ga ga ga. Tawara enyo.
Masara say she's my very
I watch her square. Tawara enyo.
Panya chief ndi weni isusu no wa support. Nukuti ndi chief wewanu wese. Chief ndi wena wana batu na waka rere kira. Shukuta rona waka ule shusasi. Shusi se choko adi. Takavaona kumusangano yakawanda,
mm-hmm.
takavaona kumusangano ye Zanu PF. Nyaya izi dzemataridzi, Zana chief, vanhu ve Zanu PF ngavasiyane nadzo. Kutorerei, chivanhu chedu chinotiti, government haifaniri kunge ichipindira munyaya dzemachief. Makambonzwa vanhu veku government yekuBritain vachipindira nyaya dzaQueen.
Aiwa mufunzo mukuru asingo yedu yadyanana saka tichati tichakutorai zvakare mangwana tinenge tichienderera mberi tichikurukura nyaya idzodzidzi.
Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Machobana Ncube, and all those who actually joined our show. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'd also like to thank all those that actually participated in the show. We had very interesting and diverging views. And thank you all those that were following us on VOA Shona Facebook page. Please continue again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngatikurukurei, where we'll furthermore discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya. Huye, have a very good night.
Nera kana kamuri ye Zimbabwe ino studio 7
tichitefenyura tiri mu Washington DC. Lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle? Le yi studio 7 ekwethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe.
Sisakaza sise Washington DC.